Woo! Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Emily Kwong. That's Bonnie Tyler. I need a hero. And we've got some real life heroes in the studio right now. Fire Chief Dave Miller is visibly rolling his eyes as I'm saying this. Chief Miller, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. And we also have Fire Captain Danny Snyder in the studio rocking out to some 80s music. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So you are recruiting for some new... We're going to turn down the 80s just a little bit. We are recruiting for some new volunteer firefighters to join your team at the fire hall.
Yes.
And now is the time to join if you've ever considered it. So what does a volunteer firefighter do in Sitka? What is their role?
We do a lot of, we fight fires when there are fires in town. We learn a lot of skills for hazardous materials, responses, traffic accidents. We help out with EMS calls if they're not EMTs yet. Some are cross-trained in multiple divisions at the fire hall. And we help with any incidences that happen.
Yeah, and we try to do a lot of things to help out the community, too. Like, we just had our Super Saturday to help, you know, community stuff and us and the fire department and the fundraising events. We're there to help people in any way that we can. And so we try to recruit people that want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And to spray them with hoses on the 4th of July.
Spray them with hoses on the 4th of July. We love to do that.
So the volunteer firefighter is just as involved in the on-the-ground work as firefighters that are paid? Will you be actually fighting fires? Or
we do actually fight fires. The way our department works is we have several paid staff.
Okay.
And they're on call. They're at the station 24 hours a day. There's always someone paid at the station. And they drive the engines, the ambulances, and they run the engines on scene. So the firefighters are actually the ones that go interior if we have a fire or mm-hmm. do a lot of the tasks around a scene.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of the hands-on work for sure.
Okay. So you have some classes coming up, Chief Miller, that those who are interested in volunteering with the fire department can take. What are those classes and when do they take place?
We have two classes coming up that you can become certified firefighters in the state of Alaska. And the first one is a hazmat operations class. And it's sort of the precursory to the Firefighter 1 class. The Hazmat Ops class starts August 17th, and the Firefighter 1 starts September 15th. And it's a long, and they're long. You know, the Hazmat Ops class, I think, is 48 hours, something like that.
It's over 3 weeks.
Over 3 weeks, so it's a couple nights a week and all day Saturday. And the Firefighter 1 class is a long time. It starts, like I said, September 15th, and we'll run into December. Sort of the same thing, a couple nights a week, all day Saturday. So we try not to take up all your time at once. We try to spread it out over the course of the thing. And what you get is at the end of it, you get certified to be a firefighter in the IFSAC organization for firefighters. And it trains you everything that when I became a firefighter that took 3 years to learn, you get to learn it in just a few months. And it will make you a safe rescuing type person, I mean firefighter person out there on the grounds. And you can use that no matter where you go. This is a U.S. certified seal. Pretty much every state follows it. So if you want to become a career firefighter somewhere, you can take this training and show them your seal, and you could potentially step into a job if you can pass all the stuff.
Yeah, the class starts from really beginner stuff. So we have some people who have been volunteers for a year or two, and they haven't taken the class yet. But for people who were just to sign up now, it would go everything for what our gear is, how do you put it on, how do you answer a phone at the fire hall is even some of the things they go over, just proper etiquette. And then all the skills that you need, ladders, ropes, how to use all the different tools. And then we actually have some fire scenarios that you work through for vehicle fires. How do you fight an interior fire, a wildland fire? So it really covers all the basics.
Wow.
You can come in with very little knowledge, or you can come in having some experience, and you'll still get a really good coverage of material and experience and just time. I mean, the time in doing the stuff and the skills is really what helps you learn.
What kind of person are you looking for to do this?
We're looking for somebody that can commit the time to do it, because it's not a It's not an 8-to-5 job. It's the class is, you know, over a few months, 4 months or so.
How many hours is each class every night, roughly?
Every night about 4 hours, and all day Saturday, you know, 8 to 10 hours on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It does take a lot of time, but it's really a good thing to help the community.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. Yeah, it's not all book work. It's getting out and doing stuff, you know, learning how to put on your fire gear in less than a minute, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it really is. And then when you're done with that, in the long run, what we want you to do is to help your community and spend time, you know, at the fire department for the next 20 years, if that's what your goal is, being a volunteer. And we have a number of those people that do that. We want you to be able to commit the time to help your community. And that means, you know, training two or three times a month, being able to potentially get up in the middle of the night and leave your household and go fight fire for a few hours. Or maybe even during the day, you know, we're looking for that commitment. And there are a lot of people out there that have that commitment that just haven't been asked, and that's what we're doing.
And it's everybody, I mean, we have all types. So it's not necessarily you want to be 21 years old and gung-ho. I mean, it can be older.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I knew you were going to say that. you could have some skills but no background in firefighting. Some people have always had an interest and have always wanted to do it, but some people just think, you know, that's one way, and like it's active, and it keeps me interested, and it's a way to help. And some people, I mean, we just have all types: people with families, people who leave town, people who fish in the summer and can only do it in the winter. So we try to be really flexible and work with the skills that people bring and can contribute.
Okay, now those who successfully go through the training, what division are they in? How are they involved, and how can they grow within the fire hall?
So they'll join the fire division first.
Which you are captain of.
Right. And then normally we like to have people in one division for the first 6 months, about just to get used to being part of the fire department and just taking in the initial trainings, because a lot of people come in and can be really excited and want to join everything, and it can be a little overwhelming. So we like to have people join one division, and then a lot of people will join other divisions, so a lot of people will then take the EMT one class, which we have, I think, every year, or they may join the dive team or search and rescue and start getting involved with those. But those also have just as much training every month and more calls. So you're adding on to your time commitment when you join divisions.
Okay, I'm from the New York City area, and the tradition of firefighting was all volunteer in the beginning. Mm-hmm. When New York City was New Amsterdam, they had guys just pile onto a truck and kind of hope for the best. Not a truck, it was probably a wagon.
Wagon.
With a bucket. So what do you think about, thinking back when you guys were learning this, what do you remember about that time, and what advice would you offer people who are thinking about doing it but not totally sure?
Well, I joined the fire department for search and rescue first, and I had thought about being a firefighter for a long time, but I didn't really think it was a reality, because where I grew up, everyone was a career firefighter. And then I was here, and actually everyone was very encouraging when I sort of was like, oh yeah, maybe I'd do fire. And everyone was very encouraging and got me to join up. And I found out that you can do it as a volunteer. I just had no idea that that was an option. So I have a job and I do this, and I get sort of the best of both worlds the way I see it.
Do you have a job?
I do.
No way. Man, learn something new every
day? Do you?
No, I just have a great, great place I go to work.
Chief Miller, what about you?
Well, I sort of started a long time ago because I was sort of required to. I was working at Mount Rainier National Park for the concessions, and we lived in the building in the Paradise Inn, and we were required to, a number of us were required to respond if there was a fire in the building or the alarms went off, to get people out of the building. And I thought, oh, this is really a rush, you know, it's get up in the middle of the night and try to figure out what pair of pants is yours in the room and everything else. And then we...
Are you receiving a call?
Yeah. And then I just sort of progressed on from there, and when I moved to Sitka in 1988, I joined the fire department as a volunteer, and really liked it, and just sort of moved into where I'm at today. So I think volunteering in the country is a great thing. There are about 800,000, 900,000 volunteer firefighters in the country. And it's a great rush. When you're going into a fire, it's really a an adrenaline rush like you've never had before. And it's just a great way to help your community and all the other things that we do to help people. So it's everybody ought to do it. Everybody ought to sign up. And you better hurry because the class is going to fill up fast at this rate after we get done on the radio. they'll be banging on the doors to sign up, I'm sure. So you ought to get in, find out what it's all about, and help your community.
How can people contact you to get in on these classes?
Well, you can call the fire department, and that number is 747-3233. Don't call 911, 747-3233. And or stop down by the fire hall and talk to
us. I'm having a career emergency.
Or stop by the fire hall and talk to myself or the assistant chief, Al Stevens.
Okay.
We'll be more than happy to fill you in on all the great stuff that we do, and we'll make it happen.
Great. Well, personally, I want to thank you so much for all you do for Sitka and for the community. I think many people listening feel the same way. Thank you for all the calls you take and all the nights you wake up in the middle to go do some work. You've been listening to Fire Chief Dave Miller and Fire Captain Danny Snyder. Contact them if you're interested, too, in becoming a volunteer firefighter.
So would you like to sign up now?
I am a little bit preoccupied.
Oh, you can't do it right now. We'll see you later.
Okay, rush off the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, have a great morning, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.